I didn't do much of anything down there except run around in the swamp, gather lighter wood for the fire, and watch the snakes and the tarantulas. And I was there from, we went in February, I was there from February till May. And I came back 1 week during the time I was there, and we got married. April of 19th?
March the 25th.
Oh, March the 25th.
That's close. Okay.
I just wanted to see if you were awake.
He's just checking to see if you knew.
Well, I knew it was in March because it was in the church building on the 65th anniversary. It was a week or two ago. I know that.
March the 25th, 1942.
Well, we'll see what she got already. You know. Check on her for Alzheimer's every chance I get. Anyway, I came home for a week and I got here on Sunday and on Monday I asked her to marry me and she said yes, and on Wednesday we were married.
And
so it was a fast and furious Tuesday and Wednesday, I'll tell you.
Or, obviously it worked.
And it worked.
Yeah.
So I went back to Alexandria, and in May we came back up to Boise, Idaho. And she came out for 2 weeks in June, I think. In July I got my walking papers again, and we went to Alamogordo, New Mexico, an air base with A-20s. And about all I did down there was work the rifle range and try to stay hot and cool. It was 110 the day I got there, but it cooled off after that. I never got above 104 after that.
Reminds me of my stint in service.
Huh?
August in Oklahoma. First 20 days it was never below 100 coming out of Michigan.
Whew. Yeah, in the first 2 weeks, you can't get enough water. You can pour it down, but it don't do any good. And then all of a sudden, you're all right. And you acclimate down. And then we were there until September, and I was shipped to the East Coast, boarded an old British freighter, or liner. And I don't know how many there was aboard, but I tell you, it was crowded. And I picked a hammock because I knew I didn't get seasick, and I didn't know how many other people did. So I wanted to be above it all. And we had poor food. And we were 13 days in a convoy going across the North Atlantic. And we got to Glasgow, Scotland, on about the 12th of October, I think it was. So I spent the rest of the time down, and I was with two air bases. First one was with Fortress B-17. I was there 14 months, and then I was pulled out in a cadre and went to about 3 miles out of Norwich to a B-24 group. And I finished out my service there in after VE Day. And on July, I was on my way home. And I had points enough to get out. So, but I had to go down and do about a month down in North Carolina. They wanted me back in. And they kept, every morning I'd have to go and watch movies and get a lecture about how good it was to be in the service. And they couldn't convince me. They wanted me either in the reserve or to reenlist. And I said, no way.
You offered me a promotion.
I warmed down.
You're crazy.
I warmed down. The best part of it was I got to shoot skeet twice a day, every day.
Hey, John, did you think of anything else? It was kind of a hodgepodge interview, but I think we got a lot of information. And, maybe I have to take and rewrite the tape and get it in order.
I came back home on the 27th of September?
I think so.
Something like that. And I didn't go to work until in February. I just took it easy. Mostly went deer hunting that year.
I had fun.
I hunted rabbits, caught fish, all the things I'd missed. You know. Well, I wouldn't say I'd missed them. I used to poach the king's rabbits, pheasants.
Well, deer hunting in the area here, you go out further.
My first deer hunting started up in Berrigan County.
Okay.
Yeah. In UP. So from that time on, there's no deer hunting down there.
Okay, I got you. You're spoiled right out of the box.
If you're not in the big woods and can hear the ravens,
okay,
you're not deer hunting. You're not even living.
Are we all set?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
The medicine tastes better down here.
Does it?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you have to get the buck shot out of it down here. You've got to pick one up.
I'm not a deer hunter, but I've been told by my friends who are that the deer down in the lower peninsula live off corn and stuff like that, and they taste better than those that live up north in the wild.
Well, the ones in north will live off of flowers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shrubbery.
Shrubbery.
Yeah.
Do we got them? They eat everything in our yard.
Yeah, I bet you. We have them go through the yard here occasionally. Yeah.
Well, I know somebody that lives down, he chased a deer down Baseline one morning from Carpenter. He was going over the water wheel exercise. Yeah. The deer came right down the middle of the road.
Yeah, well, we had a friend hit one right here, didn't kill it. And she had deer hair on the trim of her car. I know.
I hit one in front of the high school. I wouldn't dream it'd be a subdivision on the other side, and there's a school and a subdivision on this side, and a whole herd came out of the retention basin.
Yeah.
I didn't even see them until all of a sudden, boom.
This one in the ditch.
And I'd never been amazed at that.
One in the ditch.
It's a thrill, though, to see them.
They come in our backyard all
the time. And every other day.
I live on...